At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, the CSO has said that a record number of babies were born to women aged 45 years and over in 2023. 408 births in total. And the average age of a mother giving birth is 33.2 years of age, up from 32.2 years previously, with those giving birthdays over 40 increasing by 25%. Well, Maeve Egan is an obstetrician and a gynaecologist at the Rotunda, and she joins me now. Maeve, you're very welcome to the programme. What is driving this trend? Is it social, economic, or medical, or all of the above?
Well, it's probably all of the above, but I suppose one of the game changers has been safe and effective assisted reproduction, because generally, if somebody conceives over the age of 45, the chance of them requiring IVF or other forms of assisted fertility is very high. When we reviewed 6 years of births to women over 45 in the Rotunda last year, we found that 80% of them had assisted fertility. And that's not surprising. Spontaneous pregnancies over the age of 45 are less frequent, obviously, than IVF. But it's because the science exists to facilitate people to have births later that then they can choose to do so, which may fit better with other areas of life and career and social changes, etc.
Are there similar patterns globally, Maeve?
Yes, globally, yes. In very many countries, they're seeing increased births, increased age of birth, and increased births to women at significantly higher ages. There was a recent study from the US saying it had increased over 136% over the course of two decades, births to people over 45. So certainly, it is a global scenario. But still, the numbers of births. I mean, if we think last year, there was probably 55,000 births in Ireland, and that's the CSO data shows probably about 0.7% of these births.
So it's still not a huge number, but the trajectory is heading in one direction and one direction only.
Yeah. And I mean, the advantage in some ways of these being very planned pregnancies is people will often have really aimed to optimise their health in advance of this. They will have ensured that they are as healthy as they possibly can be going into the pregnancy. But even with that, unfortunately, if you're having a pregnancy over 45 years, the outcome is excellent for you and your baby, but it is more likely to be quite a medicalized scenario. Things like pregnancy-related diabetes, pregnancy-related blood pressure, in fact, even going into labor early is more common in people who are pregnant later. So that's not to deter people if it's the right thing for them, but it's just, you know, the idea of things being entirely straightforward may not be the reality for somebody who's pregnant at that stage. And for example, cesarean section rates are much higher. You know, I referenced that review we'd done over 6 years here, and actually about 7 out of 10 women who delivered over the age of 45 years actually delivered by cesarean section. So, you know, the chance of it being a very, an unassisted vaginal birth is very low. And in fact, even in the people who had what might be classed as a very normal vaginal birth, the chance of bad tearing was higher. So actually, maybe a cesarean section is not necessarily the worst thing in that context, because at least it saves from the bad tearing. So it's not to deter people as such, but it's more that people go into it with their eyes open and being aware that there may be an increase increasing spectrum of interventions compared to their friend who might have had a baby at 28 or 29.
So the prenatal care is often very different for women over 40 or 45 than if you were 25, 30.
Not so much very different, but there would be an increased, potentially an increased number of visits or tests. People may be more likely, for example, to choose to have prenatal screening, you know, such as screening for Down syndrome or trisomy 21. People will, over the age of 40, people are recommended to be screened for diabetes of pregnancy because that's more frequently presents in people over the age of 40. You know, so people just may find themselves in hospital a little bit more than their friend who had a pregnancy younger. But what I would say is the outcomes really are very excellent for people in terms of, you know, rates of stillbirth or perinatal death are relatively equivalent when people have had good antenatal care. So that's very positive for people. You know, that yes, there may be more visits to hospital, there may be a couple more checks. They may in fact deliver a little bit early. We found when we looked at the past six years, we found people were more likely to have premature birth. And even those that didn't have strict premature birth, they were more likely to deliver at sort of 37 or 38 weeks rather than sort of 40 weeks or 41 weeks.
But what is the optimum age to have a baby, Maeve? Or does that depend on a whole host of factors?
It depends on very many factors and it depends on the individual. And, you know, for one person, 19 or 20 may be absolutely ideal. For another person, that may be a complete and utter disaster. So, you know, it absolutely depends on the individual. And I think the recommendation would be if somebody is considering this, that they have a consultation, first of all, with their GP and then subsequently with obstetrics. You know, if they have a lot of medical issues going on, we sometimes do what's called preconceptual counselling, where somebody would actually see an obstetrician before they're ever pregnant, before they've ever had, say, if they're going to have IVF, before they've ever had IVF, to make a plan to optimise the health of the pregnancies. You know, so as I say, it's absolutely not a no-no, but it is important that people go into it with their eyes open.
Just very briefly, it's a yes or no. They used to call birth mothers over 35 years as geriatric. They were doing that for 4 years ago when I had my last baby. Do they still use this term?
Well, I would have to say I have never called somebody a geriatric mother at any age.
No insult to any geriatric out there who I'm sure would be well capable.
In fact, even geriatricians would say medicine for the elderly. So I think geriatric in some spheres is considered a pejorative term.
But anyway,
we used to, back in the day, they used to talk about maternal age over 35 years being advanced maternal age, whereas now profiles have changed. And certainly, over 40, there is increased intervention, and certainly over 45. Okay. There is more significant increased intervention.
Maeve Egan from the Rotunda, thank you so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at lowes.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.